The Volumes of Truth. Volume 3. The Mountains Shall Crumble and Fall Upon the Desolate. February 17, 2006. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord, spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. I am the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, the God of Abraham. I am the I Am. I am God alone. There is no other. Therefore hear the word of the Lord, and give heed. For thus says the Lord, to this most wicked generation, to the last of these kingdoms of men. You are maimed. You have altogether become as one whose ears have been cut off. For you will in no wise hear me, nor are you able. This world has seduced you, and eagerly do you embrace the seduction. Thus your portion shall be sorrow, and your lot, the grave. For the wicked shall lie down in death, and the evil of heart shall be struck down, broken off, blotted out. Behold, even you, O churches of men, have been seduced. For you do not cease from committing fornication with the harlot. Indeed, you have embraced many lovers, lying down in beds of false doctrine, covering yourselves with the filth of the pagan and the heathen, committing many acts of adultery by your traditions, as you continue to indulge in those things which I hate. You have caused my people to sin. You have altogether turned them aside from the truth. For you have preached to them another Messiah, a false Christ, passed down to you by your forefathers, an idol arrayed in purple and scarlet, which even now you mold to your own likeness, according to your own perverse desires and arrogant assumptions. Blind guides, foolish children, you all sleep. Yea, you fold your hands to rest, that you may remain at ease in your slumber. Awake. Free yourselves from the deluge of lies, from this great flood of sin. Awake. And go and wash yourselves in the pool of Siloam. Yea, immerse yourselves in the healing pool of God, which was sent. Beloved, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, and come out from among them. Be separate from all these commandments of men, from all these false doctrines and filthy traditions, and I will receive you. Yet you refuse me, nor will you come out. For you want no part with me as I truly am. Thus you remain under judgment, and the shadow of death covers you. Behold, my own people sin against me, for they are not my people. For they do always testify falsely, as they continue to pervert my name in all the earth. Therefore every lampstand shall be removed from its place, all light gathered and taken. Darkness, thick clouds and darkness, cover the face of the earth. Beloved children, you have rejected life. You have turned your backs on forgiveness. Why have you forsaken me? My heart bleeds with sorrow, as I look upon the works of your hands. Anguish grabs hold of me, as I search your hearts and minds. Deep mourning fills me, as I stretch out my hand to bring destruction upon you. Great and bitter sorrows, unending grief. My children have departed from me. Thus says the Holy One of Israel, to this lost and dying generation. Thus says he who died, and is alive forevermore. I am the only way, by which you shall enter, having ripped the curtain in two. I am the open door, by which all my beloved shall pass through. Yet you refuse to come to me, nor will you accept me as I truly am. How then shall you enter? How then shall you pass through? Behold, I had sent to you my apostles, that you might learn of my ways. I had sent to you my prophets, that you might hear the word of my mouth, and receive of my correction. Indeed, throughout your generations, I sent to you many servants, as lambs amongst wolves. Yet you persecuted and slandered them all. And still I send more. Behold, even a multitude as the Father wills, yet as in all times past, you will stone them in word and by deed. Therefore woe! Woe to the arrogant scoffer, and the high-minded hypocrite! Woe to all who take the name of the Lord in vain! All your works shall come to an abrupt end, and that which you spew at my chosen, shall return atop your own head. For my prophets are sent, and prepare my way before me, sounding the alarm, trumpeting my strong rebuke. Behold, they shall call all people to repent, and warn every nation. Yes, they shall give a shout and blow the trumpet. And whether you will hear, or whether you will forbear, they shall surely sing. For it has been appointed to my witnesses to sing a new song, of which only they know, and shall be revealed. And behold, they shall sing with a loud voice, in concert, to every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. And whether the multitudes will hear or forbear, my servants shall surely sing. For the song must be sung, and is sung already. Therefore thus says the Lord God, the only Holy Father, Creator, of heaven and earth. Call upon the name of the Messiah, and listen to those I send. For the time of judgment is at hand, the day of the Lord draws near. Peoples of the earth, do you not feel my quaking footsteps? Do you not feel the earth tremble? Behold, the mountains shall crumble, and fall upon the desolate. Every high place shall be broken down. Therefore, as it is written, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. For most assuredly I say to you, the fire is already kindled, and on a day you did not look for, and at an hour you did not expect, the cup of my fury shall be poured out. Behold, it shall be imparted in full. Therefore, blessed are those who call upon the name of the Messiah, in sincerity and in truth. For the Spirit of God dwells within them. Blessed are those who seek refuge in Him, for they shall find it. Blessed are all those who love and obey the Son, for they shall be delivered. Says the Lord.